Remember that thing you loved to do as a kid, but the world squashed out of you? Well, that passion was there for a reason. At least, that's what Ferndale artist Carrie Gustafson thinks.
Being like a goofy preteen, like drawing rock stars in my bedroom, a career that did not make until I figured out how to do that.
These days, she earns her living making glass portraits of musicians like Prince and David Bowie. But it wasn't exactly an easy path to get there. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris, and I recently spent time with Gustafson in her Ferndale studio. She told me she had zero direction for reality as a kid growing up in Clawson, a quiet suburb north of Detroit. She just knew she loved drawing actors and musicians and pop culture characters. You can see that as soon as she pulls out some old artwork.
So this is my framed E.T. retrospective. And this was really important to me when E.T. came out. You know, I needed to, like, capture this and my feelings about E.T. So here it is. And, oh, this will date itself. Tracy Chapman. What year was that? 90? 89? Oh, 88. Yeah, high school. Oh, here's, like, a little Star Wars retrospective. So here's, like, some Yoda sketches. You know, they say write what you know. You got to draw what you love. So here's some Leia's.
In high school, she mustered up the courage to show her portfolio to some counselors at the College for Creative Studies in Detroit.
And they just kind of closed it and slid it back to me and said, these are pretty good likenesses, but not totally what we're looking for. But it was just my own little kid scratches of David Bowie. And I went home feeling really embarrassed and thought, like, well, then forget it. If you don't want me for me, then I'm not going. And I never went to college.
But she did end up working for several stained glass companies for 15 years right out of high school. She made big installations for the auto show and worked on church windows and glass restorations. And now she takes that skill set and applies it to the much smaller work she makes. Gustafson's studio is in her basement, where she cranks out 2D portraits of famous musicians. She also does custom portraits and wedding cake toppers. It took a lot to get to the point of this being her full-time job, including part-time gigs in retail and as a bartender and musician to bring in extra cash. She says had she known as a kid that one day she'd be making her living doing exactly what she wanted, she'd have been relieved.
That kid that was doodling and clowning around was preparing for my life's work.
Gustafson says there's a reason we love what we love when we're little.
I think when you're an adult, a lot of people realize that the kid they were when they were nine is who they really are always, you know, and those early elements can be incorporated into a career and not let people get scared or boxed in with a job that doesn't thrill them, because I can't imagine anything more sad.
She says you don't need to know how that passion will play out as an adult. You just need to stick with it, and it'll reveal itself later down the road. For Stateside, I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.